Thank you very much, Mr. Chair, and thanks to Mr. Oyarzabal for that suggestion. I can understand why he's made that proposal, because of course we did have a lot of discussion both in the plenary and in the drafting committee about sort of labeling disputes and about whether it's related to the applicable law. But then we decided to move away from that way of thinking about the disputes. And I do worry that if we then introduce it into the commentary, while it might make sense to us because we were involved in the discussion, I worry that it may not necessarily make sense to the reader because they were not involved in the discussion. And because we've decided to actually have a different way of categorizing these disputes. And my worry is that by actually putting this in the commentary, we will be reintroducing the things that we were trying to avoid by going for the categorization that we went for. So I don't actually have an opposition to the second suggestion that he made in relation to the last sentence, which just says it's without prejudice to the applicable law. I think that's fine. But the first suggestion in relation to the third sentence, where we say it's not about international or domestic, I think that might just reintroduce this confusion. And so I would suggest we leave that out, though the last sentence can be amended in the way in which he suggests. Thank you.